We're here this morning talking about our topic of the week at Rosie on the House. It's adding texture to complement flat surfaces and getting a project started. And we're having this conversation with Rochelle Horn. And on our website, you can get this copy of this article. There's also other related blogs. If you're just stuck on how to get started, there are blogs about what the interior trends are for the current remodeling era, how to make changes in mirrors and glasses that are significant updates, kitchen cabinets 101, how to get interior design done on a budget, interior design trends, natural and comfortable, the latest trends in bathroom accessories. All of this information is real time. It's available on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and it is Arizona specific. Okay, so I think it adds an extra value for those of you that are here. Let's bring Rochelle back into the conversation, see what Rochelle might like to leave our Arizona homeowners with takeaways from today's conversation. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you, Rosie. I loved Jennifer's input, certainly from a personal perspective. A couple of things she mentioned, master plan. I'm a huge fan of a master plan, especially if you know that after the kitchen, the bathrooms are going to need to be done. The master plan can help you so that you're not undoing in phase two or phase three because you didn't know what those were going to look like. And a lot of people aren't in a position to remodel their whole house at one time. However, with the master plan, then it can be strategic how you go about things. The other thing she mentioned, getting other people's opinions. And I would just suggest that you limit those. You talk to five people and you're going to get seven different opinions. And that may not help in your process. But find someone that you trust, someone that you feel like listens to you. You know, I loved that, Dawn listened to you and Jennifer and then brought some things to the table that you didn't even know were even possible. So how cool is that?
I was in the School of Architecture long enough to learn what that first meeting is called. It's called programming. And it really almost feels like an interrogation. It has to be done with someone with a good amount of experience. So it doesn't feel like you're getting grilled. But very often, the questions we're asking, they do get personal. We're developing a very personal space for you, the Arizona homeowner. So we've got to know things about you and how you use the space, appreciate the space, love the space, so that we can fine-tune it to fit your future aspirations for the project, particularly in our instance where we're completely transforming the function of an entire property. So it's pretty significant. Well, Rochelle, again, if you wouldn't mind giving your cell phone number out again, Rochelle does work with us at Rosie Wright Remodeling. She's currently working with several clients on getting kitchens and bathrooms designed and pinned down. Rochelle and I have worked together all the way back to the late 90s, so we've got some experience working together. Rochelle, share your number one more time.
Absolutely. 602-620-3586.
I really appreciate you taking the time today to share with me and the Arizona homeowners a couple of your tips of experience on how to get that project started and the things to consider up early before it's too late and too far down the line into the project.
It's been my pleasure, Rosie. Thank you.
All right, Rochelle. Thanks a million. All right, so we're hoping in this past hour we've planted some ideas for y'all. We know there are a lot of you that are trying to get projects done. We know that by the activity of our phone during the week and the number of people we're setting up meetings with. Even at our little remodeling company, if you're contemplating a new kitchen or a new bath, you know, we're probably not even going to be able to meet you for the first time till well into December or even after the first of the year, because many of you are beginning to put your holiday plans together, and you're not wanting us interfering with all of that. We understand that. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit in the next hour. Holidays. Are you contemplating bringing in a bunch of guests and entertaining them? Are you sure the house is ready for that? The other dimension we'd like to think about and want you to think about is, are you leaving? And have you got the house ready for leaving? This is a time of year, unfortunately, where home break-ins do tend to spike. They tend to spike because right now, many homes are becoming repositories for holiday gifts, and they're piling up in the spare hall bedroom. And people you wish didn't think about that are thinking about that. So let's talk a little bit. If you're going to be leaving for the holidays, let me give you just a couple things to consider to greatly enhance the safety and security of your home and your possessions while you're gone. And we'll be covering that in the next hour, as well as taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348.
Why would you want to leave? Look at the weather, folks.
Amen.
Oh, man.